George Mason, the Forgotten Founder. George Mason was one of the most influential but often overlooked founding fathers of the United States. Born in 1725 in Virginia, Mason was a wealthy plantation owner, lawyer, and politician who believed deeply in protecting individual liberty. Although he helped shape the U.S. Constitution, he refused to sign it because it lacked a clear list of personal rights. His ideas, however, became the foundation for the United States Bill of Rights, one of the most important documents in American history. In 1776, as the American colonies prepared to declare independence from Britain, Virginia began writing its own state constitution. Mason was chosen to draft a Declaration of Rights to accompany it. This document, known as the Virginia Declaration of Rights, was completed in June 1776, weeks before the Declaration of Independence. It became one of the first formal statements in the world to outline the natural rights of citizens and the limits of government power. The Virginia Declaration of Rights contained 16 sections that listed the rights of the people and the responsibilities of government. Mason wrote that all men are born equally free and independent and have certain inherent rights, such as life, liberty, property, and the pursuit of happiness. It declared that government exists to serve the people, not the other way around. Mason also included the right to a fair trial, protection against cruel punishment, freedom of the press, and freedom of religion. These ideas were revolutionary at the time and directly challenged the power of kings and parliaments. Mason's declaration quickly influenced other colonies and nations. Thomas Jefferson borrowed it when writing the Declaration of Independence, and later, James Madison used Mason's ideas as a model for the United States Bill of Rights in 1791. For example, Mason's sections on freedom of religion and protection from unreasonable searches and seizures were closely echoed in the First and Fourth Amendments to the United States Constitution. His insistence that the government should be accountable to the people became a defining principle of American democracy. Despite his major contributions, George Mason had serious disagreements during the Constitutional Convention in 1787. He argued that the proposed Constitution gave too much power to the federal government and did not do enough to protect individual freedoms. When the other delegates refused to add a Bill of Rights, Mason refused to sign the Constitution. His decision made him unpopular for a time, but history later proved that his concerns were justified. Mason's opposition helped inspire others, known as anti-federalists, to demand a Bill of Rights before ratifying the Constitution. Their efforts led James Madison and the new Congress to draft and approve the first 10 amendments, the Bill of Rights, just as Mason had wanted. In this way, Mason's influence helped ensure that every American would be guaranteed basic freedoms under the law. George Mason died in 1792, but his ideas live on in the rights Americans enjoy today. His belief that government must respect the natural rights of the people remains a cornerstone in U.S. democracy. Although he never held national office, his writings and principles shaped both the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. For that reason, George Mason is remembered as the forgotten founder who gave voice to liberty and justice for all. I'm Mike Chisholm for Door 24 History.